Encryption is a challenge for pretty much everyone. Every few weeks, we hear some company not doing it right or not doing it at all. That's probably not very surprising anymore. It's costly, computationally expensive, relies on a fairly few number of experts in the field, and it's just not very attractive to write code to support it. But in an era where more and more information is available via internet-connected systems, we have to face the challenge of securing this head-on. Explaining design decisions to someone who isn't as well-researched as us is one of the most frustrating parts about being an engineer, especially when it means that it can change how well the product works. I'm Anthony Turner, and I'm here to help. Today, we're talking Azure Key Vault on Tech Defense. One of the first arguments I hear when it comes to data encryption is that the company believes that they're at low risk because they have a comprehensive network security plan or because they're so small that a bad actor wouldn't even know they exist. Network security plans are great to have, but they have a fundamental flaw. They're designed to keep outsiders out, which means that if you have someone working inside the company that is either deliberately or accidentally releasing data, there is no scope for protection against this. Additionally, if an attacker compromises the network, there is no real plan B. Your information is unfortunately just exposed. As for a company's size, many companies may go years without implementing a proper data protection plan, which means that the cost can exacerbate over time due to the increasing size of the company or the increasing complexity of their workflows or applications. Encryption is the lowest level one can go to protect the data that is at the heart of an information-centric economy, but it can be a difficult concept to grasp. So let's take a look at some of the ideas behind it and how Azure Key Vault fits into this. Let's start by looking at one of the most fundamental choices of encryption, symmetric versus asymmetric. Symmetric encryption is what most people think of when they hear the term encryption, that being using one key or password to protect information for both encryption and decryption purposes. When sharing the information, you need only share the information and that one key. Asymmetric encryption, in contrast, allows the sender and receiver to each hold their own unique keys. Each one of these keys is actually split into two parts, a public key, which can be exposed to the world, and a private key, which must be kept secret at all times. If Alice wants to send a message to Bob, for example, she can encrypt her message using Bob's public key. When Bob then receives the message, Bob decrypts the information with his private key. After the message has been encrypted, not even Alice can decrypt it, as it requires only Bob's private key. Public and private keys can be used in another way, to try to establish identity. If Alice sends a message to Bob, she can be rest assured that only Bob will be able to open it. However, when Bob receives this message, he does not necessarily know that the message came from Alice. In order to fix this, Alice can sign the message with her private key before encrypting it. That way, when Bob receives and decrypts the message, Bob can then verify the signature of the message by looking at Alice's publicly indexed public key. So why use one over the other? Symmetric encryption really comes down to two things: speed and simplicity. If you have information that you'd like to protect, but it's not that sensitive, symmetric encryption might be a good fit for you. If you have a lot of information that you'd like to protect, symmetric encryption might be a good fit for you as well, due to the fact that symmetric encryption is significantly faster than its asymmetric counterpart. The downside is, if you encrypt multiple things with the same key in symmetric encryption, and one of them is broken, it's trivial to break the rest, as you can retrieve the key as you break it. Finally, symmetric encryption provides no protection against data tampering, which means that if someone goes into your encrypted text and makes a modification, you would never know. In an asymmetric model, everyone holds on to their own private keys. This means that it's much less likely that a key will be compromised, as the keys don't even need to be shared between people exchanging private information. The public key information is sufficient to decrypt them. This also means that if a person's key is compromised, only messages sent to them can be compromised, not messages sent from them. The trade-off to all of this is that asymmetric encryption is, as noted earlier, a lot slower than symmetric encryption. However, in order to enhance the security of symmetric encryption, you can wrap a symmetric key in an asymmetric key, which is a topic that we'll talk about in a few minutes. So far, I've talked a lot about keys. But if they're so important, then how do you deal with them? Consumers have a lot of options. Browsers now ship with password vaults, so that when you log into a website for the first time, the browser will prompt you to save your password for the convenience of future use. An alternative to this is KeePass, an open source piece of software that saves all of your passwords in a vault that is saved on a flash drive or cloud storage or other media of your choice. Finally, there is LastPass, a close alternative to KeePass that only stores its information in a cloud service database and is completely browser integrated. All of the information may be stored in the database on the cloud, but it is stored encrypted. It only is decrypted when it comes to the client. Unfortunately, these solutions don't work so well in corporate environments. A company needs a chain of command in order to ensure that if there is employee turnover, the old employee has their access rights revoked appropriately, and the new employee can gain access to the same key material. This means that a key must not be able to be read by any employees while still being available for use. This also means that a key should be easy to rotate, which means that an administrator can log in at any time for any reason and change the contents of the key, while still allowing the users and applications who rightfully have access to that key to receive the new key material. Simplicity is king when it comes to key management, because as organizations grow or their need for security becomes more complicated, these tasks can go from annoying to outright daunting. Microsoft's solution to this problem is Azure Key Vault. Key Vault is a service that sits inside your Microsoft Azure subscription, ties into Azure Active Directory, and provides generation and storage of keys, audit logs, and regulatory compliance for common needs. This includes FIPS 140-2 Level 2 certification, as well as Common Criteria EAL 4+ certification, when used in appropriate ways. So what is Azure Key Vault for? Simply, the generation and storage of keys and secrets. Secrets are the less secure usage of Azure Key Vault. They are text that can be up to 25 kilobytes in size and are stored and retrieved the same way that they are sent to Azure Key Vault. This means that you can store plain text passwords, connection strings, JSON, XML, and the list goes on. However, the storage and use of keys is where Key Vault really shines. If you recall from earlier, keys are split into two parts, public and private. Key Vault will generate and store both parts. However, it will never disclose the private key, not to users and not to administrators. This already plugs a significant gap in security, as no one in your organization will ever be able to see the private key material. If you already have keys that you would like to bring into Azure Key Vault, that process is simple, and moving forward, you can enjoy the security around your private key. Key Vault keys can also be used to improve the security of secrets, which can contain symmetric encryption keys. Once the symmetric encryption key has been wrapped, it can be stored safely in Azure Blob Storage or Azure SQL, for example. This means that you can encrypt large blocks of data using symmetric encryption, wrap that symmetric encryption key with an asymmetric key, and store it securely. Since the private key is stored in Azure Key Vault, you must run all encryption, decryption, and wrapping processes through the Key Vault service. This means, for example, sending an encrypted payload to the API, specifying a key with which to decrypt it, and receiving the decrypted content to your client. What this means is that the audit log will have a record of all operations performed on or using your key to give you an incredibly granular vision in near real time of who is using your data and how. You can also pipe this information into HD Insight or your own SIM for greater threat analysis. Whether you're using keys or secrets, you can make use of Key Vault's versioning scheme. This allows you to archive old copies of keys or secrets and retrieve them later using a version ID. This means that an application can take a deprecated key, read information from a database with it, and then write back an updated set of information with the new key. if you want to block access to these keys or secrets after a specified amount of time, you can do this using time windows with only a couple of quick commands. Key Vault can even help you meet regulatory requirements. In order to do so, however, you usually need to store your keys in a hardware security module, or HSM. An HSM is a specialized piece of storage hardware that is tamper-resistant both physically and digitally. This means that not even Microsoft technicians in the Azure data center can access your key material. Like many other Azure-powered services, Azure Active Directory powers authentication in Key Vault. So if you already have an AAD-compatible application set up, you can use either the user or service principle-based authentication with Key Vault. By default, Azure Key Vault also provides same region replication, as well as a single replicate in a nearby region, to ensure low latency command responses to any Key Vault commands. While Key Vault currently provides encryption to a number of in-cloud Azure services, such as SQL Azure, virtual hard disk encryption, and blob table and queue encryption, you can also use this with a local SQL server by utilizing extensible key management. Key Vault performs an incredibly critical operation in the cloud-first application world we find ourselves in 2016. And at only 3 cents per 10,000 transactions, implementing it in most applications probably won't break the bank. If you're in a regulatory-controlled environment and need to store your keys in HSMs, you only need to add $1 per key per month to your overall cost. Data encryption is incredibly important in a world where more personal information, more financial information, and more secure information is available via the internet in just a few clicks. And with key management as the Achilles heel of this process, Azure Key Vault provides a comprehensive solution to an otherwise incredibly difficult problem to conquer. That's all for this episode of Tech Defense. If you have an idea for a future episode, leave a comment and let me know. And until then, keep defending your tech by learning, adapting, and always staying in the loop. I'll see you next time.